how are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Well, today it's Jim Fetzer sitting in for Rick Adams, but I've so loved the show and been on many times. I'm just delighted to be here, particularly now I have the opportunity to take additional calls, which I'm pleased to do. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on with Jim Fetzer. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I tuned in about a half hour ago, so I apologize if I'm addressing what you've already covered. Florida Senate Bill 7026, known as the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, was signed by Florida Governor Rick Scott March 9th. And it says that anyone under the age of 21 is a felon if they are a possessor of firearms. And it also bans bump stocks, which is very broadly and vaguely defined. Look up a good article on this bill at thetruthaboutguns.com entitled Breaking Florida Republicans Pass Gun Control Bill. It was dated March 7th, so that's 2 days before Governor Scott signed it, but it explains the SB 7026 in detail, and that's by Luis Valdez, that article. At the press conference, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said an officer stood down, and without so much as a lame excuse for withholding the video, he said that he saw that he's not going to release it, which is a violation of the Florida Sunshine Law, and that you know, which means that any public official in the course of their duties can have any records, video or otherwise, must have it disclosed when requested. And I've heard news outlets are suing for that, but you know, that one officer standing down. Now, of course, we Cape Coral police say that there were four other officers, but you know, shouldn't we have the video, of course? And when students are required to not be truant, so should those five cops also have been?
I think those are good points. Now, I have seen a video that was subsequently released of the one officer, I think his name is Peterson, driving off and leaving the scene in a golf cart. Now, Tucker Carlson had Sheriff Israel on his show and asked him whether he had ordered the deputies not to enter the building, which the sheriff refused to answer, telling me yes, he had ordered them not to enter. He didn't want them in the way because this was a carefully contrived scene. You know, they were managing. I mean, how you can get 3,000 students who have cell phones with cameras and only have this one piece from Live Leaks, 58 seconds, which is clearly completely staged. You got a body line there that appears to be a mannequin. You got fake blood. You got a officer standing in it and then walking away. There's no track of blood. You got one cop carrying out a girl who doesn't appear to be hurt. You got another boy grabbing his arm as though he were hit, but it's just obviously fake, phony. You got crying there. I've embedded all of this in the interview I did with Kerry Cassidy about you know, investigating Parkland. I think that's a real, going to be a real eye opener because I bring in multiple videos inside that. Chris, I want to thank. Anything more you want to add?
I have quite a bit in my notes, I have some questions. Well, first, the cops were told to not enter because they didn't have body cams yet. And then there's two SWAT officers who were fired for going in when contrary to their orders. What do you think, Jim, about the four men who apparently were officers by their dress, who two of whom were bringing a big duffel bag, two of them it took to hold that big duffel bag to load in the back of the white pickup truck, and the driver threw a bag out the window onto the ground and they drove away. What do you think? Was that an authentic video?
Well, it did appear to be an authentic video because it was showing them doing something they'd prefer that they had not been shown doing. What it was, I think it must be this garb. I mean, this Stacy Lipple who saw the what she took to be a shooter, you know, and all this body armor and so forth. And she said, what's a cop doing here? It can't be Nicholas Cruz, who's the designated patsy. In fact, Dan Cromer has done some brilliant work and discovered that the mugshot photograph of Nicholas Cruz, based on the metadata, was actually taken 2 years before, that the arraignment photograph was taken a year before. I mean, it's embarrassing how much evidence we have. I lay it all out in that investigating Parkland with Kerry Cassidy. So it may be that SWAT gun garb, you know, and Alex Scott, who's this 25-year police officer, 15-year general detective, suggested she might not have recognized a weapon because it was a SIM gun. We have a report that Kevin Hogg, the father of David Hogg, who's the FBI, you know, crisis management specialist, whom I suspect, therefore, organized the whole event, owns a company which sells these SIM guns. So I think it's something like that, Chris.
All right. And what evidence do you have that David Hogg is a 25-year-old from California? Because I try to look up some videos and they're deleted.
Yeah, they're being deleted. Well, we have one where he's involved in a CBS special in Redondo Beach in California. We have photographs of him and his mother where he appears to have graduated in 2014. If he was 18 when he graduated in 2014, he'd be about 22 now. There's more research going on in this particular area. His father was assigned at many locations in California working for the FBI. Heavy reports that he moved to Parkland in 2014, which would coincide then with the graduation of his son. Most families are going to let kids in high school complete their high school years and graduate before they move. So I think that's all indirect evidence. This David Hogg is clearly not a normal student. It's obvious to me he's a plant. And he even is doing an interview during the shooting where he is asking other students, you know, not whether they're in fear of their lives or what do they think is going on, but what they believe about gun control. And at 3:13 this interview, he announces that they think the shooter is Nicholas Cruz, and yet that information, that identification, wouldn't be available for another 30 minutes. I think this is all completely fake, completely planted, and I think your questions and comments are excellent, Chris.
His interviewing of the students while they're hiding in a closet as the shooting is going on, or maybe after shots were fired, I didn't know that he identified Cruz as the shooter already. But, you know,
I show you the interview in the Parkland thing, you know, with Kerry Cassidy. So I really recommend going there and watching it. It turns out that Art, who'd originally been requested to do the second hour, is going to spill me after the break. So I'm going to take Tony in Tennessee. Tony in Tennessee, you're on with Jim Fetzer. What's on your mind, Tony? Are you there?
Yeah. Every time I listen to you, Jim, you're always talking about how Donald Trump's draining the swamp. Donald Trump's part of the swamp. Donald Trump is the deep state. Donald Trump is responsible for the gun control that's coming out, for the gun confiscation that's coming out. Did you see him a couple weeks opening his mouth about taking the guns and then going to court?
Yeah, that was absurd. What you should have heard my reaction to that. That was completely offensive. It shows he has no understanding of the Constitution. The most fundamental principle of American law is that we cannot deprive an American of life, liberty, or property without due process. For him to say, take the guns and worry about due process later, was an obscenity. I have condemned him for that. He has fired Andrew McCabe, who's now threatening to torch the FBI. He was a key player. He could reveal a lot. I haven't quite lost confidence in Trump, but it has been shaken. I think you make a good point. I heard he is advocating an internet bill of rights, which would be a good thing because, yes, I, I'm it's a mixed bag. There's no question about it.
Well, you know, I called to talk. I didn't call to listen to you. I can listen to you for 2 hours. He opened his mouth to Nancy Pelosi there.
Go ahead. Tony, I didn't hear you. I hope you didn't get cut. Okay. Roxanne in Texas, you're on with Jim Fetzer. Not Rick Adams, alas, but me. Roxanne.
Hi. I sent you something last night. I'm not sure if you got it yet, but I'm at Stacy Marko. It's M-A-R-K-O.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was talking about that Stacy Lippel.
Yeah, Stacy Lippel, the teacher,
her?
Yes. The teacher claimed to have seen the shooter and saw another teacher be killed, where the other teacher had left the school in 2012 and actually appears to live in New York, only temporarily in Florida. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Well, if you look at her LinkedIn page, it's really sketchy, and it doesn't really say, you know, she's supposedly on the board of Broward.
Go ahead. We're getting electronic interference, probably not wanting us to have these conversations. Can you continue, Roxanne? Let's hope Roxanne comes back. Mike was here. Mike is gone. Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on the air. What do you got on your mind? Oh, good. Roxanne, please, okay. Go. Tell me more.
Okay, Jack Patrici. She's affiliated with Jack Patrici, J-A-C-P-A-T-R-I-S-S-I. A Growing a New Heart. There's a little one-minute video, and Stacy's in that. And it's about, I think they're battered women type situation. And they'll do anything once they get the trust of this Jack Patrici. And she's got she's also affiliated with the Barrington Stage Company. She's affiliated with Yolanda Wittenberg, which is the Goodman Jewish Family Center over there. It's all a big circle of, you know, lies.
Yeah.
It's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you get to the others and have a great day, and I'll send you stuff as I get it.
Sketchy Facebook pages and so forth are the signs of trolls and shills. You know, they create a page so they can post using a made-up name, and then you click on the name to see what they got, and they've got nothing. It's just a empty shell, because that's all they are. They're just doing the bidding of the deep state, or otherwise being obnoxious, no interest in the pursuit of truth. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on the air with Jim Fetzer. How are you? Ken, are you there? Do we have Ken?
There we go. Hey, Jim, I've got your book, but why I called is they want a Constitution Convention. Back in 88, I was on the floor, and we stopped the boys from having a convention in Alabama and Florida withdrew their calls in 1988, and they're mad. None of this stuff happened prior to 88. Waco, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, Randy Weaver, these shootings all happened after 1988 when we denied them a convention. And they're mad. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's very interesting. By the way, just about Donald Trump, on 9/11, Donald Trump was interviewed by a local New York station, and he said that it couldn't have been the planes, that he had the same builders working for him that had built the Twin Towers, that planes couldn't have done it. I think he implied they couldn't have even entered the buildings because of the way they were designed, which is 100% true. I founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth in December of 2015. I've been flown all over the world to give talks about 9/11, keynote talks. I was flown to Athens in December of 2006 to be put on a TV show by the nation's leading muckraker who brought down and passed governments. They had 12 panelists, and I was told going in that usually only a couple of them last question. I said, not tonight. All of them asked questions. He extended the show for 3.5 hours. It was broadcast internationally by satellite, worldwide by satellite. I just say Trump appeared to be a truth speaker on 9/11. He said the planes couldn't have entered the building. That's completely correct. They had to fake it because real planes couldn't have done it. He said there had to be something else involved, such as bombs. This is a reason why I've been hoping that Trump is going to turn out to be in favor of 9/11 truth. I do agree his remark about take the guns and worry about due process later was an abomination. I cannot believe he even said it. It has shaken my confidence. The firing of McCabe, however, was definitely a sign in the right direction. It's rather fascinating all that's going on. Is there something else you'd like to add, Kent?
Hey, I've seen your book about the Sapruder film. That thing's been cut lengthwise and widthwise, hasn't it?
Well, here's the thing. You see, the camera uses a 16-millimeter roll of film, but it goes down one side just 8 millimeters wide, and then you take it out, flip it over, and shoot the other side 8 millimeters. And then if you want to run the whole thing, you have to splice it. I just got back from a conference in the District of Columbia where I gave a presentation, did Zapruder film the Zapruder film. I've got a lot about it. You can find online, if you go to the Brian Ruhe, R-U-H-E show, JFK, you'll find a two-hour overview on JFK, including how they edited the film. In fact, we have 487 extant frames, but the original, by my estimate, had about 1,000, so we're missing more of the film that we have remaining. They used original footage, but then combined it with other footage using optical printing and special effects. I would also mention I have a two-hour overview about 9/11 there as well. Again, Brian Ruhe, R-U-H-E. Just put in Brian Ruhe, R-U-H-E, JFK. Brian Ruhe, R-U-H-E, 9/11. You'll find him. I'm glad you got the books. Yeah, there's lots more at moonrockbooks.com because I'm trying to create a library where Americans can actually find out what happened in these cases. The mainstream media, the news, aren't telling you, and the government was complicit in most of these acts, so they don't want to be found out. One more comment, Ken.
You know, go on to YouTube and put on Jackie shot JFK. If you look at it, it looks like she pulled out a .41 caliber gun and shot him straight up, start with, and dropped the gun behind him or her purse or someplace.
Ken, it didn't happen. Jackie loved Jack. She actually climbed out on the trunk after a big chunk of his skull and brains. We know the shots Jack incurred. He was shot in the back from the top of the county records building by a Dallas deputy sheriff. He was shot in the throat by a bullet that passed through the windshield by an Air Force expert inside the triple underpass. After the driver, William Greer, pulled the limousine to the left and to a halt, he was shot in the back of the head by an anti-Castro activist who was in the Daltex. He slumped forward. Jack eased him back up. He was hit in the right temple by a frangible exploding bullet fired by a soldier of fortune at the intersection of the triple underpass and the picket fence. There was no bullet for Jackie to have fired. She didn't fire a bullet. That's on the same category as a claim that Greer shot JFK, which is easy to disprove if you think about it. If Greer had shot JFK because Greer was to the left front, his brains would have been blown out to the right rear, looking at the limousine from behind. But in fact, they were blown out to the left rear. I encourage you, Ken, go to, Brian Ruhe, JFK, and check it out. I thank you very much for calling. I'm going to turn to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air with Jim Fetzer. Mike.
Well, you know, excellent show here. I would just caution about saying that because nobody really talks about it much, but the Twin Towers were clad in aluminum. The outer skin of that building was aluminum. So it is not hard for those planes to have made a cookie-cutter impression of their outline when they hit it.
Mike, you've been played. There were massive steel edifices under the aluminum cladding. That was purely decorative. Mike, look, I can't tell you how much I've done on this. I deal with engineers, structural, civil, mechanical, aeronautical. We go through all this, Mike. The aluminum cladding was purely decorative. No real plane could have entered the buildings. That's why they had to fake it. Dove Zockheim, who was a controller of the Pentagon, actually had a company that specialized in remote control for aircraft. Therefore, there was a theory, and I believe this was the original plan, to use remote-controlled aircraft. Ken, thanks. Check it out. Brian Ruhe Show. JFK, I go through it in spades. You'll get the big picture. I want to thank everyone here, including Mike Adams, Rick Adams, for giving me the opportunity to guest host for him today. All of you were terrific. Thanks to all the callers. I especially value those with corrections because we want to get it right. Good luck. Good luck, America.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly, filling in for Rick Adams today. It was a great first part of the show from Jim Fencer, and going to just present two simple quotes that people could put on signs if they're going to demonstrate against the kids voting against guns. First one is from Ben Franklin. This is an abbreviated version. Those who give up liberty for security deserve neither. Democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting what is for dinner. Liberty, a well-armed sheep contesting the vote. I think if you want to protest and be very simple to get to the point of what it's all about, if you are going out and protesting, those simple quotes would be very useful to get the point across of what this is all about. All right, quite a few things we could talk about on the show. I do want to change direction a little bit. Last thing Fencer talked about was the JFK assassination. I'll be brief on it. It's not so much how they shot him. It's how they got away with it. And what they did to this country is a result of getting away with it, really, I look at. So, first of all, you look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, identifying Cord Meyer as the person put in charge to manage for the CIA the JFK assassination. Who did he work with? He worked with Operation Mockingbird, Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg, of the Capone Syndicate, the right-hand man of Al Capone right after the St. Valentine's Massacre. All right, so Walter Annenberg has an estate both in Radnor, Pennsylvania, and one in Rancho Mirage called Sunnylands in California, which I happened to be on a business trip and actually got out there. First thing I did is I went out to the Nixon Library, where you see the tributes to the Walter and Lenore Annenberg, who, by the way, also set up the U.S. Department of State Center for Diplomacy. So every person, executive of the U.S. Department of State, has to go through the Annenberg school for being an ambassador. Now, when you look at Nixon, one of the things Nixon quoted was he said, you know, talking to the late Reverend Graham, he was talking about, you know, if we don't deal with the situation of the Jews, we're going to be in serious trouble in this country. And then during the his impeachment, he basically called up the CIA director, Helmsley, and he says, this is going to reveal a whole Bay of Pigs affair in reference to the JFK assassination. Now, the Bay of Pigs affair, how did that come about? There was a Detroit gangster called Max Fisher of the Max Fisher School of Business, Ohio State. And he was very influential. He ran United Fruit, was able to get Eisenhower to set up Operation Mongoose and Zapata to restore ownership of the mafia casinos in Havana on behalf of his close friend, Meyer Lansky. That's the Bay of Pigs affair. It was all about basically restoring Cuba, in particular the Havana casinos, back to the American mafia, the Jewish mafia, the part that's never talked about. Now, with respect to the Warren Commission, who was it who set it up? It was LBJ talking with none other than Hoover, the FBI director, the same Edgar Hoover who was compromised with his gay relationship with Tolbert by none other than Meyer Lansky. All right? Now, who set up the Warren Commission and appointed the two people to run it, which was Richard Sprague and Arlen Specter? This is who set it up. U.S. Senator Richard Swiker. Richard Swiker's wife, Claire Swiker, ran a TV show called Romper Room for WPVI-TV, working for none other than Walter Annenberg directly. So Walter Annenberg and had a long-term social relationship with U.S. Senator Richard Swiker and none other than, looks like we're on a break. We'll finish it up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly, filling in for Rick today. We do have three callers. I'm going to take you in a minute. I'm just going to finish up what I'm saying. First one will be Chris, next one will be Russell, and the third one will be Ed. All right, with respect to JFK, I told you how they set up the Warren Commission through U.S. Senator Richard Swiker and the CIA through Cord Meyer. LBJ, the other part to understand, he basically, it was through Joe Kennedy Sr. talking to Joe Bonanno that they got JFK elected. Okay? What happened is the mob split up in 62 by the book Modella, Southern Mafia. So Joe Bonanno's boys, his underbosses were Sam Giancano, Trafficante, and basically Marcellus. So Bonanno was the big boy from the mob side behind the JFK assassination. The other part was written by none other than Michael Piper in Final Judgment, where he identified Ben-Gurion going after JFK because of the Dimona plant and their attempt to get nuclear weapons. So after JFK was assassinated in 65, Raphael Eaton, head of the Israeli Defense Forces, was able to talk to Thelma Shapira of what they called the Apollo Affair and take over 200 pounds of highly enriched uranium and sneak it back to Israel. He was also the handler for Jonathan Pollard. All right? Now you go to 67. What happened in 67? The Yom Kippur War. June 5th. Wait a minute. Isn't that the same day that Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated? And he tried to basically put it on Saran, and say we should basically attack Palestine? Wow, my gosh. Oh, wait. Then it was June 6th, the USS Liberty incident. Okay? Where LB says, I want that ship to the bottom. What a coincidence. Just during the six-day war. But they're our best friends. Talk to Philip Gernaldo, former CIA agent. The website is NAT Summit, SUMMIT.org, from March 7th of 2014. And he'll tell you what a great friend the State of Israel is. All right? So that's what they did in 67. And even up to his death, even through the Obama administration, Specter tried to exonerate Zelman Shapiro, a card-carrying member of the Zionist Organization of America, from having any exonerate his reputation as a result of that material lost out of that plant near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All right, let's go to Chris from Vegas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Art, and glad to hear you back in the saddle again. I'm sorry for your loss and sorry for the insensitive caller who complained about your website not being up to date under these deleterious circumstances. But the question I have for you that I think is material to your comments now and to Dr. Fetzer's appearance before, I'm having a hard time as a conspiracy analyst, as Gore Vidal said, not a conspiracy theorist like yourself are, in discovering any major event of a lone wolf shooter or takeouts of presidents or anything that didn't have these Ashkenazi, Khazarian, Zionist terrorists behind it in America. I can't go back to Sandy Hook. I can't go back to Waco. I can't go to Ruby Ridge. I can't go to Oklahoma City. I can't go to the JFK assassination. The whole thing are either the Zio boys or their soy boy goys that are a bunch of sycophants that take the money and sell out America for anything they can come up with. What do you think?
Yep. I can't argue with you. It sounds like you're right on the money.
Well, I've been trolling for this for a long time, trying to find it cognitively, using cognitive investigative skills to try to find something. And, I mean, it's just really difficult to find anything that was actually organic. It all has a political motive behind it, like FDR said. And if anything happens, you can bet it was planned to happen. There are no coincidences.
Right. And I'll give you a comment. I was just looking at the April edition of National Geographic that has been taken over. Its editor-in-chief is Susan Goldberg, right there with Michael Bloomberg. So they talk about diversity, black and white. And then they have the rising anxiety of white people on page 79. And what do they focus in on? Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where Lou Bartello is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania against Mr. Casey. The same Casey who is the co-author of the hate laws, the Matthew Shepard Act, along with the late U.S. Senator Richard Swiger. What a coincidence that that's all coming up right before a U.S. Senate race.
Isn't that a clever scheme, Mark, to go out and murder or torture and torment a gay guy and claim it's the white guys that did it. It's the Zio boys that did it again. The usual suspects are on their thing, but they always try to frame the blame on their convenient political victim who they want to color with a demonic brush of criminality, and they always claim that we're the white demons when they're the same color we are. What's this up with?
Yeah, and Rick actually sent me an article that I'm trying to bring up. I'll just talk about it very briefly. Where in Rhode Island, this has happened, where they have the Anti-Defamation League. By the way, Alex Jones identified the Anti-Defamation League as nothing but a front for organized crime. It is the mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Chicago Syndicate. So long story short, they're putting up signs on Interstate 95 in Rhode Island talking about protesting for the Women's March. And, you know, they got signs up on the Interstate 95 overpass fronted by none other than the Anti-Defamation League, which in my area is in southeastern Pennsylvania. The Anti-Defamation League's all over here, along with Netanyahu, who grew up here, and the rest of these gangsters. So,
absolutely. Right. One last question for you.
Go.
This current headhunting at the FBI with Christopher Wray, the current director, firing McCabe a couple of days before his retirement, the Inspector General Horowitz, I'm not sure I'm believing everything I'm seeing, but it sounds good for the press at least, and they certainly need to do some house cleaning at the FBI and the Department of Justice, which are cesspools of abject corruption and criminality. They use the Department of Justice to be an extortion racket to shake down big business and all their victims that they wanted to frame the blame on. It was just an unjust enrichment scheme for whoever was the head of the Department of Justice, Holder, Lynch, even going back farther. And I think the current administration, too. Obviously, Sessions is compromised. Thanks so much, Art.
You got it. Have a good day, Chris. The next one is Russell from Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I was just listening to Chris from Las Vegas, who is a law enforcement expert. You know, he was saying that all of the mass shootings, he gave Sandy Hook as an example, have been carried out by what he called the Zio Boys. I'm just curious now, do you feel that Adam Lanza was a Zionist of some sort?
What's interesting about Adam Lanza was the LIBOR investigation by Congress, where they're looking at the London overnight interbank rate they charge the banks for overnight funds. And it's funny that two of the people who were basically involved with the congressional investigation, that both of their sons went berserk and killed all these people, one in Aurora, Colorado, the other one in Connecticut, as you mentioned, Adam Lanza. Why is it those two people, and why is it their fathers were under congressional investigations going after J.P. Morgan, which is definitely identified as part of the Rothschild banking interest? What a coincidence.
So now you believe that Adam Lanza was working for the Zionists?
Was he working for? I don't know that. I didn't investigate it. Those guys did. I don't have the expertise in that area.
Because I heard that Adam Lanza, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura, he says that the CIA uses mind control, and what they do is they have a trigger word, they program assassins. That Adam Lanza was a programmed assassin, and then the CIA puts a trigger word into his mind that gives him the order to murder all of these people. And,
let me just say, hold on one second there. First of all, it goes back to the Korean War when they used brainwashing. How do you brainwash somebody? Basically, you deprive them of sleep, you drug them, and you harass them until you basically break them down. Adam Lanza showed some of those characteristics from coming from a broken family, coming from being overdrugged, over-medicated, and the availability of guns around him. Okay, that's what I do know from what was reported. Okay, so he was not too mentally stable to begin with. I don't know the rest of the situation. I can't answer it beyond that point.
Do you agree with Rick Adams that no one was actually injured at Sandy Hook?
I wasn't there. I can't answer that.
Have you heard that Adam Lanza was actually a Rockefeller?
I can't answer that. I don't have any information on that.
Have you heard? I also heard a story about all those porta potties they had at Sandy Hook.
And I wasn't there.
Are you familiar with that law enforcement expert? What's his name? The guy, the friend of Jim Fesser, that big guy from that says that no one was injured down there. Can't think of the guy's name now, but he's been. Rick Adams has interviewed him, and Jim Fesser has interviewed him, and he says that, you know, that the whole thing was just a hoax, and no one was actually injured down there.
Here's what I would say. There was $4 trillion of assets at risk to J.P. Morgan exposing the LIBOR incident. which LIBOR basically is your municipal funds, that your local communities get funding for building your sewer lines, building your schools. They would have been at risk of losing over $4 trillion over that LIBOR scandal. Is that enough for somebody of wrongdoing to want to, be involved with what you call the Sandy Hook situation and the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Okay? A lot of damage can be done to save your butt $4 trillion. That's what I'm saying. All right, got it. All right, we got Ed from Utah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Art?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Very solid show. I like your presentation no matter what area you get into, Art. You really dig your facts in, and if you don't know something, you say so, and what you do know, which is a lot. I do want to thank you for bringing up Final Judgment by Michael Collins Piper, the late Michael Piper, because so much of what he revealed, ancillary in there, like you rattled off all them names of Jewish mobsters and whatnot. Interesting that Lansky had so much there in Parkland, Florida, and Broward County, where they could very easily use that mob money and connection to get a staged event and what have you. And also, though, since you're into finances a lot, Art, one of the key points, and I wish people would bring that up in relation to communist China, and that is, as you recall, in Final Judgment, Piper brings up the fact that the big Permadex Jewish financier, Saul Eisenberg spent so much time bringing about communist red China into the, quote, modern world in the early 60s and late 50s, that he actually lived his life out and died in Peking in the early 80s. So when you look at Saul Eisenberg, and now which eventually led to most favored nation status for red China and what have you, it really does tie together with what you're saying, operations that they would launch to save their kingdom come here. And lastly, unless you wanted to respond to that, I have one more point, Art.
Go ahead.
Okay, my other point is there is some cause for hope. This is true that Donald Trump is advocating a Internet Bill of Rights, which is very much needed now with them going at breakneck speed and trying to shut down websites and talk show hosts such as you and what have you. That could be a very needed thing. And keep in mind, it was Don Trump Jr. that broke the story about that Hogg guy, David Hogg there in Florida, being the son of the FBI man. So they know what's going on. What they'll do about it remains to be seen. But my point is about Wayne LaPierre. Thank God, and his speech there at CPAC, and as Rentz had his speech on his website, it's just notable that he stood up to the Zionists, and to the point where they were mad at the Jerusalem Post, where they said every guy on his list was a Jewish American. Yeah, everyone was. And that was right with his comment at CPAC, going against these gun grabbers, Art, where he said, they are an elite, an intellectual elite, and I know who they are. And I'm saying that all this attack against the NRA, yeah, it was the usual on guns, but it was mainly aimed, I believe, at a big hero we have right now, Wayne LaPierre, who may have cooled the jets of Donald Trump's very poor wording and timing and his just nonsensical anti-gun. I was embarrassed as a Trump supporter of what he done there. I mean, had Bill Clinton or Obama or any of them said those same words, you know what the usual people in the alternative media would be saying. And they need to be said. Phyllis Schlafly, who endorsed him, she'd have come out and said something. So I've said a bunch here, Art. I'd sure like your feedback on some of it.
Well, basically, I know about Permanex, and it's like Who's Who and Mega, which is run by the Brofman Syndicate. The rest of it, you're more on top of it than me, so you have more expertise in that area than I do, and I appreciate what you actually have to say here.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I do hope more people on RBN and anywhere, American Free Press, talk more about the Wayne LaPierre speech and at CPAC. That, to me, is perhaps the most important speech we've heard from any main figure, political figure, maybe in the last several months. And like I said, I'm hoping that perhaps he did take President Trump to the woodshed, because it's like President Trump kind of is licking a few wounds on that. He knows he misstepped gravely. And I still know that he's the only hope we have in continuing to fight them. And we're after him for that, I think. So, again, it was very troubling, though.
Right. Thank you for your call. And
thank you for what you do.
You got it. All right. Do we have any more calls, or is that it? And I'll just keep on going. Okay. All right, we got Mara, come on up, and then we got Jeff afterwards.
Hi, Art. I guess you know Hello. That was Russell Estes from Southern Poverty Law Center that claimed to be Russ from Minnesota. He's a troll,
That's
but
good to hear.
He can be fun
yeah.
sometimes.
yep.
But I just wanted to give a heads up. Tomorrow in Dallas, Majestic Theater, 1925 Elm Street, is a drill that will probably be a false flag.
Okay.
Let me
we got a break. If you want to hold on, see you on the other
Thank
side.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
G'day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly, and we're still talking with Amir from Wisconsin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I don't know if it got cut off in the break, but there's a drill expected. Now, they may change because we've blown their cover, but it's expected in Dallas at the Majestic Theater. That's 1925 Elm Street tomorrow. But there's also a solar storm expected that would be causing headaches and electronic interruptions. So anyway, just a heads up so people will have an idea what to look for. So don't be too surprised if there's a false flag there. I mean, they can skip all around the world. You know, I mean, it's what international Jews do. So.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All right.
Thank
so I got
you.
Jeff.
Bye-bye.
All right. Jeff, welcome to the show.
I'll try to make this quick. Art, nice to talk to you. I'll try to make this quick. There's more evidence of Jewish involvement in the Kennedy assassination other than what you said. In 1967, Jim Garrison, you know, he arrests Clay Shaw, books him in March. In July, he goes on TV, and he tries to counter charges that the networks have made against him. But in August, we didn't know this until Larry King came out with a 10-minute video that everybody could watch. Garrison goes down to Miami. He has dinner with Lou Wolfson, and Lou Wolfson says he'll pay him $25,000, $5,000 a month. We didn't know until 30 years later that Lou Wolfson was a sometimes business partner with Meyer Lansky. You can make a case that Garrison's trial was kind of farcical. He brings a guy in late he puts on the stand named Charles Spies, who was a nut. And Charles Spies come out of New York City, and the defense tore him up. In the 70s, Garrison's on trial for kickbacks, which I felt he was guilty if you look at the evidence. And you look at the shenanigans that went on to exonerate him in that trial, where they had one witness, they had a reporter out of Atlanta, New Orleans, went up to Canada and basically got Pershing Gervais to recant on his testimony that he'd made. But I believe he was guilty there. Jim Garrison was handled on both sides by the controlled opposition and by the detractors in the 70s and 80s. And I mean, you see a guy like Zachary Sklar that helped him write his book on the Trail of the Assassins. Zachary Sklar wrote the script for Oliver Stone's JFK.
Right.
These people are just so smart.
They are smart. They're criminals. So just like in the Capone era, they took over the city of Chicago. It's happening to communities around this country every day. Okay? Look at San Diego. The Anti-Defamation League took it over. Okay? First, it was tried to be taken over by the Waste Management Systems, which, by the way, was Schultz trash hauling. I haven't researched it, but I think that goes back into Schultz Trucking, run by Arthur Fleggelman. And I believe Debbie Wasserman Schultz might be married into that family. Okay, so with the connection to Schultz, Wasserman Schultz, and Fleggelman, I haven't fully researched that. So we got a break, and it looks like it's the end of the show. I'll bring up Frank if we got a minute. If not... And thank you for listening to RBN. Please support the show. Support RBN. They need your help. And thank you for listening to the Rick Adams Show. Should be back next week. And I'm sorry for Frank not being able to get up on the show. It looks like we're at the end. So have a good day, everybody. And keep up the faith. We are winning. Never-ending story.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.